This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Well, you have your pick at the movies this weekend. You can go for a quirky comedy, the latest teen musical, or a gritty crime thriller. And to give us some guidance on what to choose, here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Clint Eastwood returns to the director's chair for the 1920s crime drama Changeling. Based on a true story, Angelina Jolie stars as a mother who won't stop searching for her missing son, even though the police insist the case is closed. John Malkovich and Amy Ryan also star.
Good night, Mommy.
Overall, the critics applaud Eastwood and Jolie. Emotionally powerful and stylistically sure-handed, says Variety. Newsweek calls Changeling a haunting, sorrowful saga, and The New Yorker adds, Jolie gives a skilled and selfless performance. Oscar-winning writer Charlie Kaufman of Being John Malkovich and adaptation fame tries his hand at directing one of his own quirky scripts in Synecdoche, New York. Philip Seymour Hoffman stars as a struggling theater director trying to make sense of his work and his life. Catherine Keener and Hope Davis also star.
I'm lonely.
And?
I'm afraid I'm going to die.
Anything else?
I don't know what's wrong with me, and I want to do something important while I'm still here.
That would be the time to do it, yes.
The majority of critics enjoy this cinematic jigsaw puzzle, but many warn it challenges the audience to pay attention. The New York Times raves one of the best films of the year. The Onion cheers, endlessly witty and surprisingly poignant, but the LA Times warns sprawling, awe-inspiring, heartbreaking, but hard to follow. The opposite of hard to follow is the much-anticipated High School Musical 3 Senior Year. Yes, for those of you who do not have young kids or tweens, the first two High School Musicals were massively popular TV movies, and now they've jumped to the big screen. All the regulars are back. You know, Zach, Vanessa, Ashley, I mean, please.
Hey, Troy. When's the big game?
Yesterday.
Oh, well, good luck.
So sweet.
This tsunami of pop culture is pretty much critic-proof, but there are definitely reviewers who enjoy the ride. Entertainment Weekly squeals, the movie is brought to life by the high-energy cast, the Chicago Tribune loves the dazzling choreography, and the Philadelphia Inquirer gushes, the musical numbers are dynamic. So there you have it. Bet this makes tons of money, and next thing you know, it'll be College Musical, freshman year, with such big dance numbers like My English Lit Professor is a Pompous Jackass, and the big hip-hop number, My Dorm Smells Funny.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.